Good morning, everyone, and a happy new year. My name is Nancy Gravy, and I'm a Dame of Malta from the New Jersey area. Thank you for joining us this morning for our first spiritual outreach call of 2023. We are blessed to have Monsignor Sylvester Cronin this morning. His topic today is modified from the original. It will be Catholic schools in the post-pandemic era. Very topical. Monsignor Cronin grew up in West Orange, New Jersey, where he attended Our Lady of Lourdes Elementary School and graduated from Immaculate Conception High School in Montclair. After 2 years at Montclair State College, he enrolled in Don Bosco College Seminary in Newton and earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in philosophy and a secondary school teacher certification in English and history in 1984. That same year, he enrolled in Mount St. Mary Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland, where he earned a Master of Divinity degree. Monsignor Cronin was ordained in May 1988 and has served in a number of parishes in New Jersey. In 2011, Pope Benedict XVI named him a chaplain to His Holiness with the title Reverend Monsignor. In addition to his parish roles, Monsignor has served the diocese in part-time roles in the Diocesan Office of Stewardship, his responsibilities until 2007, when he accepted the full-time position of Executive Director of the new Department of Stewardship and Development for the Diocese of Metuchen. In that role, Monsignor conducted annual appeals and planned major charitable events for the Foundation for Catholic Education and Catholic Charities. He served as an ad hoc member of the Presbyteral Council from 2008 to 2015 and on the College of Consultors for the Diocese from 2008 to 2016. In addition to his work with parishes and the diocese, Monsignor Cronin served as a chaplain for the Middlesex County Sarah Club from 1997 to 2002. He has been a member of the New Jersey Catholic Conference Public Policy Committee since 1999. Has also served in other public and diocesan board roles. In 2014, Monsignor Cronin was named pastor of St. James Church in Basking Ridge, where he continues to serve. Monsignor serves as a magistral chaplain of the order in New Jersey area. He has been to Lourdes on pilgrimage several times and has been a speaker in the past on our spiritual outreach calls, in addition to his service to the members of the New Jersey area. Monsignor is also a knight in the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem and is Chaplain Emeritus of Legatus. I know you will all join me in welcoming Monsignor Cronin as our speaker this morning. I give you Monsignor Cronin.
Thank you, Nancy. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to start with a prayer, a simple prayer to the Blessed Mother. We just celebrated her wonderful solemnity, Mary, Mother of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning again. My topic has changed. I told Ray LaRose yesterday because the importance of Catholic education is known by many around the world that we need Catholic schools, not only in the United States but around the world, to make a difference because it's a faith-based institution. My next 15 minutes is going to talk about the post-COVID Catholic school at St. James in Basking Ridge. First, I have been here, as Nancy said, since November 1st, 2013. And when I arrived to this beautiful parish, St. James in Basking Ridge, which is located in a beautiful suburban setting, a parish that has, well, I'll do this as usual for registration. We have 4,000 cards, registration cards on file in our office. However, as everybody knows, you have the registered, you have the regulars, and then I call them the decaffeinated Catholics. You have the regular Catholics, and you have the decaffeinated Catholics. So we have about 2,500 families that we could call very actively living in Basking Ridge, active Catholics participating here at St. James, either with baptisms, marriages, and holy days and Christmas and so forth. When I got here, it's a beautiful school. It's 1965 it began. And when I returned, when I arrived here, there was 184 students in the school. I then immediately put together a school advisory council. Wonderful business people, wonderful parishioners, very dedicated to the faith. And we began to address the academics, the buildings and grounds. The principal who was here had retired, and I hired another wonderful principal. And we noticed a turn. We built a science center here. We modernized completely our mechanics program, our robotics program, I'm sorry, and our technology is cutting edge here. We ramped the religion program. In fact, the Diocese of Metuchen used our whole program to implement it into the Diocese of Metuchen, and the school's office would admit that. So a lot of work has gone into it, and we noticed the numbers going up for 15, 16, 2017, 18, and the numbers were, you know, growing, you know, slight. We were doing well, and then COVID hit. And I'm sure you all know that during the period of COVID, March, I'm going to just use that date as the turning point, March 15th, 2020, was when everything was shut down. We immediately moved, of course, to online and Zoom and so forth, which caused, which at that point wasn't causing trouble. But as it kept going on and on, the children were getting tired, but we kept moving, and I kept pushing, and we opened our doors fully September 2020, which went around, you know, like wildfire here in Basking Ridge. It was, the talk was amazing. And all the numbers began to grow rapidly. But I was telling the people, we have an admissions director, John Falcone, wonderful young man, and I made sure that I tell the people that, and I of course did Zoom calls with the principal, you know, and the kids, then the kids were in seat with a mask. We used to have plastic things around their desks, so they had their own little cubby, but it was a plexiglass. We were moving, and the numbers grew. Now, you have to remember, we went from 184 in November 1st, 2013. We were in the 200, 205, and we were dealing with that for all those years prior to COVID. We then jumped so quickly to 325 students. Amazing. However, that being said, people that were coming over were not really sure. We're presently at 325. We're going to 328, our retention. But so we were in the 300 range, say, by September of 298, 300, September of 2020. Just don't want to confuse you too much. And then there was a drastic change in the academics in regard to LGBT plus information in the school, in the public schools, and applications started coming in greatly. But we were telling the people that we are a faith-based institution. We're not an alternative to a public school. John Falcone, the principal, and myself, and people were very excited. They were coming over, and I was making sure that we were interviewing them to make sure they were really coming over for faith-based reasons and not just to run away from the public school. And we addressed this clearly to the people. It is all good. We had a hiccup during when the masks were going too long, and people didn't understand that we are directed by many of the public school parents who were here. We are directed by the bishops of New Jersey, the New Jersey Catholic Conference, of which I sat on for 20 years, the Public Policy Committee. But our people did not understand. They thought it was like a public school that they could vote. And I said, well, no. We don't necessarily follow the CDC, but we do follow the bishops. So all the bishops in New Jersey sent a path, which was a very good path, for all the Catholic schools in New Jersey for masks and so forth for the children in our school. That was causing great consternation, and it came down to about six parents that, you know, sat with, in person, sat with the principal and I, and we tried to explain to them, like, you're not in a public school anymore. You're in a Catholic institution that's run by the church, that St. James owns the school, and that the parish subsidizes the school financially, and that we are overall run by the Diocese of Metuchen, just like in Newark and Patterson, Camden, and so forth. And it was a good learning experience for these people, but they realized it was very, very different from what they were used to, from a local town board and town meetings and so forth. And their children were prospering. Now, this is now December 2020, January 2021. When the bishops, the children were allowed to take the masks off, they took the masks off outside and so forth. We were kind of moving the needle. And we were the first school when I got the call from the diocese to say we're ready to roll. We're right over. The children were able to take their masks off. Interesting. Majority of them were happy that the children took the masks off, but there were parents that were not happy that the children took the masks off because they wanted their children to be safe. But we had informed them through a newsletter, our daily newsletter, our weekly newsletter, that we were making the announcement that afternoon. So it wasn't great consternation, but it was just a concern. And we said, well, now they don't have to wear the masks. But then they were put back in the masks in September, which caused more concern. That all being said, our numbers continued to grow, and the attrition rate was very high. 96% of students were going to come back for the following September 2021. This is amazing. These numbers are staggering. We raised the tuition. They paid. Many people paid it right up front. The children's scores in the math testing were amazing, and we missed getting a blue ribbon by 0.05. last year, so we're going to, you know, try it again for this year. That's called MAP testing, and you could become a blue ribbon school. This is all happening, and the increase was amazing. We have a waiting list. 35 students already. We did pre-registration in November. In November, we start pre-registration for the following year, and usually, I have John statistics here for the numbers passed. We were at 50, 60% of people who just love St. James, and they would start this year and last year. By November of 2022, we're at 96% retention rate. These percentages are scattering. I'm reading it right here from John's stuff, the information he sends to me. Now we're up to 42 as of today. I got the another update from him yesterday as he came back from to work. We're up to 42 on the waiting list, and we are looking to increase, on top of this, our increase for the pre-K program, pre-K 3 and 4, and K program is very high. All right. We have no issues with COVID, okay? That has been put to sleep forever, hopefully. So nobody is contacting me or the principal or myself about COVID and masks and so forth. If the children want to wear a mask, they're most welcome. No, none do. We are back on a full schedule. But this is COVID, post-COVID Catholic schools. Here, so I've given you all this positive information. I am now 10 minutes. I started at 11:04. I'm 10 minutes. I think I maybe have five more minutes. Now we come to the clincher. One of the things that has concerned me as a pastor and some of my brother priests here in Metuchen and in Patterson Diocese, I have friends in Patterson Diocese as well. I was seeing it last year, in the beginning of this year, that the students in our school and the teachers at our opening year faculty meeting brought to my attention even further, as well as the principals, that the majority of our students in our school are not attending Sunday Mass. And the children are being asked, specifically, if they're going to church. And the response is, when the children respond, in all grade levels, 8th all the way down, we're pre-K 3 to 8th grade, just to clarify that. No, we don't do that, the children are telling their parents. Oh, we don't have time to go to church. So we have a news as notes every Friday. Hopefully people open it. And I'm at the doors of the school almost every morning when I don't have 8 o'clock mass. And according to the principal, when it's too cold, I'm not there. And and she's a wonderful lady. We're good friends. And but I'm at the door, and at the end of the day, my rectory is right next door to our school, so I'm able to stand in the courtyard and say hi to the parents. I've been asking the parents and talking with them since September because this has become a great concern to me. Well, there are many, many parents who are very attached to the church and their children are at Mass, but the majority of our people in our school are not attending Holy Mass on the weekends. So I've been writing, and if you go to our St. James School website, there's also a letter from me on our St. James School, I'm sorry, not website, Facebook page. So please like us on Facebook and go. But I put an article in there with pictures of Holy Mass, and we have Mass every first Friday and then Holy Days. And then each Friday, a class is assigned to come to the regular 8 o'clock Mass here. So we're pushing it. And in the school, the teachers even say the highlight of our week is Sunday. Well, I am getting good feedback because there's a letter going out for me and to the homes in the e-blast that we send from the principal's office once a month. Then the Facebook page, and the response has been tremendous on the Facebook page. But I still haven't seen the increase in the numbers of children coming to our school, of children who live in Basking Ridge. We do have children that live in Warren, Far Hills, you know, Watchung, Sterling. So we have children that are in other parishes. But it's a big concern to us. So we put together we have a spirituality group for our homeschool association. And there's the mom's group that is now being led by a wonderful girl, a lady, Deirdre Volpe, a parishioner. And they're meeting weekly, and they're doing the rosary, and they're having talks. And Deirdre is obviously talking about Mass. And there are many people now that are hearing that you just don't come to a Catholic school and not include Mass in your weekly process. We also have a great basketball program here for the children. 300 children are in our basketball program here in elementary school. And also talking to the leaders, at all the openings of the basketball, there are announcements. And the big announcement on Saturdays for the games here are the Mass times for St. James for the weekend. And I have noticed more of the basketball children coming, you know, for the 5:30 Mass because they're in their basketball uniforms, and I'm encouraging that. So the people that are in our school now are trying to understand a faith-based Catholic education, and they're getting it. It's taken 2 years now, going on 3. But understanding that this school is intimately connected with the church. And parents that are very much involved in the church and the school activities are talking a lot, and they're really encouraging and talking with people. We also started a men's group. We have 4 men's groups here. We call it New Wineskins, and there are 35 fathers from its talks and then table talks and so forth every other month. And we have 35 dads from the school that come to our New Wineskins. There's 110 people in our New Wineskins men's group. 35 these gentlemen are very excited about their faith. So it is a little bit of an uphill journey, but at least, when I was talking to Ray yesterday, at least we have them here, and we have the opportunity to help them grow closer to the Lord in the Eucharist, and we are doing it. And the children, parents are telling me, coming to school masses, coming to Exposition of the Blessed Sacrament every Thursday. The teachers bring them up for 15 minutes, 20 minutes up to the chapel. And the chapel here at St. James is as big as a church, and then we have another church attached to it, which holds 1,000 people. The chapel holds 350 people. The children come in for exposition. We have a great religion program here. And they're going home and talking about it. And the parents are excited, but they never had this before. They didn't talk about Blessed Sacrament, Eucharist, and now we have the opportunity. And they're staying. The people are staying here in our school, and they are looking for God. But they came for many reasons, many and varied reasons, but now they know that it's a faith-based Catholic institution and that these children are truly, truly growing in their faith and living the virtues. We also have a program about virtues here, too. So So I think I'm coming to the conclusion. But now the reason I would like you to pray for not just St. James Elementary School, but for all the Catholic schools in the country, that people who have come to us are now experiencing something really beautiful. And just by the virtue of the fact that they are staying with us and talking about faith and realizing that Jesus has to be centered to their lives, there's more to it as well. When they came, many of our students had their older sibling baptized, but they were not baptized in fourth or fifth grade, or they didn't receive First Communion in second grade. So we've been doing a lot of catch-up that way, too. But that's also happening in other parts of the country as well. But it is happening, and I think the post-COVID time in the Catholic school is getting better. We have them here. Build it, and they will come. They certainly have come. And now we have the opportunity to really talk about Jesus. And, you know, the final word is the little children will lead their parents to Christ. And it is happening here at St. James. Thank you. I hope I didn't go too long. Some of it was stream of consciousness, and others were from my admissions director, John Falcone's, information. If anybody wants to talk about Catholic school or anything, please feel free. Contact me, and I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Monsignor Cronin, for that very thought-provoking discussion on your own parish's Catholic school experience. I think that this topic was especially important today as it is the feast of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, the
yes.
foundress and champion of Catholic school education. Thanks to all who joined the call this morning. The recording will be posted on the association's website in the next several days. Our next call will be on Wednesday, February 1st at 11 a.m. Our speaker will be Father Gerald Murray, who will be speaking on the messages of Our Lady of Lourdes in this 165th anniversary year. Again, thank you so much, Monsignor Cronin, and to everyone for joining us. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.